वेलकम टू एवरीवन। सो बिफोर गोइंग इनटू टेक्स्ट, इफ यू हैव समथिंग समथिंग टू शेयर विथ, प्लीज फील वेलकम। That means I can go into the text. No, not from beginning, little bit. Not from the beginning, yeah.
It's still the first book?
No, it's second book. Yeah. Last evening, Valmiki has been talking about his one of the disciples, like Bharadwaj, to whom he like said this technique. You know, the technique he was talking yesterday, that like if you can make enough effort to try to understand and leave it without concluding, without any answer from yourself. So then he was saying, like, something, some other place in us really respond some point, and like it's seen and acted upon at the same time, kind of like you know, many things in life we see, but we don't act upon. You know, like we really don't go for that. You know, kind of. Like many knowledge we have, and still we keep on acting against that. So not that way, you know, saying like really this is the place from where you see and immediately kind of like see and acting upon comes from the same thing, you know, like really you see and you move from there. And he was saying like this is really good way to let go of. Like let go of all our so-called knowledge and allow wisdom to take over. Kind of, you know, this like generally, like if we look, you know, what we call knowledge is basically like, you know, either my concepts or concepts of someone, you know, like concepts of Buddha, concepts of anybody it could be, but they still are concept for me, kind of. They still function through concept way. And he was advising that to find, you know, the wisdom within, concepts are on the way, you know, like we really climb into our concepts in not allowing wisdom to come. Like generally, like we really jump from one to another, another to another, you know, this is like in that area we are like monkeys, you know, like we climb from one branch to another branch, you know, it's never, you know, on the ground, kind of. And he was asking really, you know, if they are there, certainly we will climb, kind of, you know, there is no other way. So he was saying that, you know, we can really clean the grass, kind of, you know, like cleaning the grass and preparing the ground for wisdom to come. And this way, he was saying, it really has been very good for Bharadwaj, you know, he really worked through it. And No more effort. Like no more effort involved.
Well, eventually that becomes a continuous state. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, like, it's sporadic, and eventually it's a state.
Yeah. You know, but certainly, like, you know, the, you know, like these, what we call concept, you know,
yeah,
like we know also their nature. They are very kind of like a children, you know, who really never listen, not easily listen, you know, we can say. So certainly, you know, not to think that they might come back again. And then there are like a, you know, things like in inner realm, you know, things are present as presence, also present as absence. You know, kind of like a, like we have this way, like when something is absence, also it's present, you know, present as absence. You know? So really, digging has to be until that degree. So that is like even presence as absence is also wiped out, because even if it is left presence as absence, you know, absence will create the presence, you know, kind of. So, you know, it's like somehow has to be worked through, you know, like on all levels. And then certainly it's like a kind of presence, you know, not presence of concepts, but presence. And I really don't know the mechanism of presence, you know, how it works, kind of like, but it works, you know. I know that it works, but I really don't know how, you know, kind of is probably beyond how, or, you know, I'm not capable to really understand how, something like that. Yes, please. You know, how that wisdom, you know, how it, you know, how it comes through, you know, like how activity is, you know, how knowing comes from there, you know. I really don't know how, like the technique, I don't know. But I know that happens, that comes. So this is what I'm saying, you know, like it's something, you know, kind of in spite of, you know, in spite of me, you know, in spite of. So, you know, either, like I was saying, you know, either I don't have ability to understand, or could be that difficult to understand, or, you know, could not be understood how. Anything it could be, you know, in these three. But it works, you know, that I know, that it really works. So this is what I was kind of...
Yes, what is that word you're saying, Sanskrit word?
Pragya, yeah.
Pragya?
Yeah, yeah. Like pragya, you know, actually means, pra means prior to, and gya means like knowledge, you know. Even prior to knowledge, like, you know, like something which acts through, you know, knowledge always comes later, you know, like you know later, like the knowledge, like, you know, like knowing comes later and happening happens. So pragya is like in Sanskrit, pra means like prior to. Gya means like knowledge, you know, like the faculty which acts through prior to knowledge. Knowledge is like always after, you know, you know after.
Is that what they sometimes translate into English as wisdom?
Yeah, also they translate as wisdom. Yeah, it's same, you know, yeah, it's not exactly, pragya is like a... maybe like more like a state. And for wisdom they have in Sanskrit dhi, you know. Dhi means like light, actually. Light through which that is carried to, you know, that kind of. So he said, "Atha asya tushto Bhagwan Brahma Lok Pitamaha Varam Putra Grahanet Tam Uach Mahashaya." So certainly, because story is like very, very practical, you know, very like. The person who is telling the story really has gone through the practical, you know. It's not avoiding practical, because like this is what happens, that when you are kind of reaching this state, like something, you know, probably something from us really appears and asks not to, you know, like you can kind of like, you can ask any kind of boon, you know, like anything other than this, like really many things will be represented in case you can be befooled, kind of, you know? It's like something I think from the individuality, something from me doesn't want to dissolve and really comes with tricks to play with. So saying, like Bharadwaj is saying that in, like when I was trying to reach that, certainly like something came and represented that my son, you know, please have whatever boon you like, you know, whatever you like, and be happy and really not approach that state, you know, really kind of be happy with some toy, you know, with some pleasure of life, and really not try to look for wisdom. And you know, I think in Buddhist text they call, you know, mar comes, you know, they have this word mar, like you know, there is like a you know, like what I think that probably like we really don't want to be dissolved, you know, so somehow we play trick, you know, ourselves somewhere unconsciously, or and you know, like if we can be befooled, kind of, so something and also like actually, you know, somehow what I am or what I know is also because of me, you know, like first thing I felt being individual, and then on top of that, you know, everything what has come to me has come on that, you know, it's like me file on which everything of me is kind of like stored. And when I want to let go of me file, it's probably, you know, me file doesn't want, kind of like somehow plays tricks, you know.
Why?
Huh? Why? You know, I think because, you know, everyone wants to be, you know, kind of me really wants to be.
Yeah, but if this me is not really anything, then how come it wants to be so much?
Like somehow we like it really wants to be, like really, because somehow it looks like like for the me always believes that me can see the wisdom, kind of, you know, there is like full trust in me that, you know, since everything on me is via me, so I also have full trust that me can be wise, kind of, you know, somehow this is why I really don't want to let go, like somehow, you know, some kind of like unconscious tricks are played. So this is what he's describing, you know, like really. And it comes in such a way that it's very difficult to recognize that this is me doing all these things. Like, it's really tricks played. So Bharadwaj is asked to ask boons, and now he's saying, Bhagavan Bhut Bhavesh Baro Ayam Me Adya Rochate Ye Neyam Janata Dukkhan Uchyate Tad Udahar. So saying that if you really want to give me boon, make me out of past and future, kind of make me out of time, and this is what I will like, you know, saying like, I really will like if I am out of time. And if you can do that to me, you know, I will be very happy to have the boon. You know, if you can, if I can be not in time, you know, if I can be out of time. So he's saying like, Varo Ayam Me Adya Rochate. You know, that kind of boon, I really like today, that kind of boon, you know. Maybe yesterday I would have asked differently, you know, because I didn't have this understanding. Certainly I would have gone for lollipops, you know, something, some kind of. But he's saying like, today, certainly what I want most to be out of time, you know, if you can really do that for me. And of course Gurum Valmik Matra Ashu Prarthe Swaprayatnata Tenet Yat Samarabdham Ramayan Ma Ninditam. So saying that I cannot do, you know, like what you are asking, that is beyond my limits, you know, that, and I know who can do that. And he's saying like Gurum Valmiki, like the Valmiki, who is the writer of this book, because Prarthai, you know, you have to pray to Valmiki, because Swaprayatnata, like he is the person who has done by his own effort, you know, by he has gone beyond time by his own effort. So I will say, please pray to him. And Tenet Yat Samaraptham, so that he can really start this Ramayana, you know. Ramayana means, like, certainly, like, what he means, that this understanding really comes very slowly, you know. So that's why he's saying, like, Ramayana means, like, a very big book. You know, so that he's ready for a very book means he has to repeat so many times in different ways so that you can understand. So you really pray to Valmiki so that he can start his big book, you know, and through that, like slowly, maybe you are out of time, you know, maybe you are out of, you know, you are in contact with wisdom.
You know, the other week he was talking about, letting go of the guru.
Letting
go of the guru.
Uh-huh.
And this was really, really difficult thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. These obviously must be at different stages then, yeah?
This is connecting to and, you know, in connecting to, like, through connection, you know, you really come to an understanding where kind of like a you really understand that now guru is not needed, but out of, like, you know, really at that point, you know, you really understand what guru is, you know, like so far, like until that point, understanding of guru is very different, you know, like because we really understand little by little, and coming to there, you know, like really reaching that point, you know, point of guru, where guru is not needed, you really understand the effort made by guru, and then it's really difficult, like the really love appears, love for what has been provided, you know, without your knowing. And then, really, kind of, you know, it's like that.
And you know about that.
Yeah.
So you basically have to go through the process of.
Yeah, and this is like still going through, like starting. Yeah. And that maybe was.
So everybody has to go through that, more or less. That kind of getting to that point of.
Yeah.
So much love for the guru that it's really difficult to let go.
Like some point, yeah, you know, that really comes, but also, you know, somehow it happens also, that, but like it really, you know, is, I think, you know, it's, yeah, it's really, at that point it's kind of, you find best relation, you know, kind of, you know, like a really life. Like you, when you acknowledge, like somebody is for you, you know, somebody is breathing for you, I think it's, you know, it's really very difficult to let go, you know, so. But here he's saying that you really have to connect to, pray to Valmiki, because he's the one who has done it by his own effort, and he will be able to help you like in this matter, and certainly he has to start the big book, you know, means kind of it has to be repeated as many times as it takes, you know, there is no plan, you know, like these things doesn't happen within the realm of plan, kind of like the plan you can make, you know, as long as it takes, you know, like there is no limit. So this is why he's saying, so that he can really start his Ramayana, you know, he can start his book. Tasmin cha te naro mohat samagrat san tahisyat setu neva ambudhe parampar gun salina. So from that, you know, from saying kind of it's repetition but also not repetition, like because as a teacher, you know, if you are repeating same things, like with repetition, you know, like there is like this habitual mechanism which takes over, you know. If I repeat same words again and again, like without knowing, you will say that I know it, you know. Like without making any effort, you will say, I know it. Like this is like habitual pattern we have. So this is why, like, teachers have to repeat, but in a way that is not repetition, you know, kind of like every time looks like something fresh is said, but never fresh is said, kind of, you know, like in such a way. So this is why, like, it. So saying, tasmin cha te naro mohat samagrat antahisyati, like, so that those people can really remove all their attachments and setu neva ambudhe and make bridge to the sea. No, to the sea means to the wisdom, to the limitless. And parampar gun salina, and certainly they have to be like a appreciating qualities, like one quality they have to have, like when something is understood through the process, they have to keep that understanding, not let go of that. So gunasalina means they have to be appreciating qualities, otherwise, like the effort through which qualities appear, they will be kind of like ruined, you know, if you don't really keep them, the qualities. So in order to bridge yourself through the sea, through the wisdom, keep on listening, and when some insight come, like really appreciate that, so that that can be with you for rest of time. इति उक्त्वा स भरद्वाजं परमेष्ठि मम आश्रमं अभ्यगच्छत् समतेन भरद्वाजेन bhoot, correct. And that, like when Bharadwaj heard that Valmiki is the one who has done by his own effort and could be helpful, so without wasting time, he's saying, like he's using this word parmeshti. Parmeshti means having loyalty, kind of to grow, you know, having like somebody who is loyal to growth, you know, loyal to loyal for cultivation of divinity, kind of, you know, this, like, so, because Bharadwaj has loyalty to cultivate divinity, so certainly he really approached my ashram, like Valmiki is saying, and Abhya Gachat Samten. And came like a, you know, this, you know, there is like a human nature. If I know that I can get something from someone, you know, like immediately I try to get that, you know, kind of like this is like a human nature. But here he's saying like he really came, but like with so much patience, you know, like with the you know, like whenever teacher will feel to speak, will speak, you know, like in that way. And ten bhoot krit, like that kind of way, really you know, for the process. Like he's saying, like that is very important. Like really, not to frame yourself with your time, but frame with the time of the teacher. Kind of, that's what he means. Like, you know, he really came, but with that kind of mindset. Turun sapujiyo depa so arg padyadina maya avo chamnam mahasattvam sarvabhut hiterata. And it's really with like feeling great honor for the teacher, and you know, offering water. And saying Mahasattva. Mahasattva means knower of great essence. And Sarvabhut Hite Rata. Saying that only knower of great essence can engage himself, herself into welfare, kind of it's like it. Because there is no distinction, no, there is no. So then, welfare of all creatures will come through that person, and so saying like this is because of that quality, like they have this way of washing feet of Guru. So, like he's saying, you know, because of this, like, this quality, you know, I really, Bharadwaj is saying, I really want to do that, you know, to wash your feet. Ram Swabhavak कथनात् अस्मात् वरमुने त्वया नोदेगात् सपरित्याज आसमाप्ते निन्दितात् because, like, you know, Bharadwaj is saying, like, because I know that that is what you can do, you know, you cannot do anything other than this helping, you know, other than welfare. So this is, this is your nature, kind of like this is what you can do. And so I really kind of like I really agree with you to do that with me, kind of, you know, like if I'm really open for that. And so like you do your job, and he's saying that I can assure that I will not be lazy, you know, like I can only assure you, you know, like because rest I really don't know, you know, like how it will be, but I can make assurance that I will not be lazy, you know, like I will really perform, you know, know, try to perform, kind of, not. So basically he's saying, like, you know, I can promise not to be lazy, you know, only, and rest is your job.
The disciple.
Like, disciple is saying, like, you know, yeah, like he's saying, like, you know, I, like, because, like, I can sense the quality that you can only do welfare, you know. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, I have come to you, and, you know, like, I really don't know what you will do, what you will say. But I can promise from my side that I will not be lazy, you know, like I will really follow through. Granthena den liko ayam asmat sansar sankatat samuttarisyat chipram. Putan va ashu sagarat. And, like, continuing, still he's saying that through your speech, through this book, which is not a tradition, you know, which is not because this will be coming from freshness, and freshness will join kind of freshness. So saying, like, not in a traditional way, but in a way of freshness. Like he's saying, I will be able to get rid of my attachment, you know, my kind of samsara, my world, and looks like I will be able to go across the sea of samsara, you know, like, looks like I will be able to clean all the grass, you know, in me, and probably make a bridge to wisdom. Vaktum tadev me varan mahama gatvan yam kuru lok hitarth tvam shastra mitti uktavanaja. And Bharadwaj is saying that I really don't know you know, what you will say, what you will do. You know, I'm really not knowing your part. And also don't know where you will be heading to, you know, kind of. Also, I don't know that where you will be heading to, but he's saying, I feel that wherever you will ahead, whatever you will do, that will be for the welfare. And since you know that I really truly feel that feeling that that will be done by you, so please start what you feel like, you know, kind of like, you know, you really you really do what feels right to you, kind of like, and I'm only going to join you. Mam punyashram ma tasmat chhadadant ardhimagata muhurtam mutthita prochai tarang eva varina. And Valmiki is saying, like Valmiki speaking, that coming to my ashram, coming to him, his ashram, like in a very fast time, really kind of like connecting to me from the, like, very, very, you know, like, really feeling that heart connection very quickly. He's saying, kind of like, you know, but Valmiki is saying, you know, it really doesn't took time for me to be water, you know, like really kind of like the heart started flowing, you know, that's what, you know, like really when right person approach, you know, is really heart flows like water, you know. That's what he's saying, like, you know, it's like in very limited time, you know, and really connecting to the heart, and he's saying, like, in spite of, you know, sir, I really have to become like water, you know, I really have to flow, you know, for that. So prochais tarang, you know, like really yeah. you know, the energetic realm. Kind of like which really flows through that connection. So saying with high high flow, you know. Balvinki is saying, like, you know, I felt that energetic realm started flowing with high kind of flow, and that looked like water, you know, like continued flow towards him, towards the student. You have anyone has any questions, please feel welcome. Yes, please.
About loyalty.
Mm-hmm. You know, just keep on feeling loyalty, you know, and loyalty will grow. Like generally what happens, like we entertain the other side more than the loyalty, and then other side is growing and loyalty is kind of inside the cage. So just keep on taking loyalty out of the cage, and, you know, slowly loyalty will take over. Please. How? Yeah, like, because it's like a, you know, like many times, like, you know, during, say, like, take 4 hours, you know, like only 4 hours, and in 4 hours certainly one or two times, you know, this thinking about loyalty will come, but then there will be other thinking stronger than that. So thinking will be there but not entertained, you know, because other things are, you know, more juicy, you know, to kind of, like, in life, you know, like, more important things are less juicy, and less important things are more juicy, you know, actually, like, it's like this, vice versa. And this is why we are always caught. So really, really to look for less juicy things, you know, and also entertain them. Certainly, you know, without that, you know, it's no way. And this is why, like, all the whole system of practices, you know, system of practices is to really, you know, acknowledge and kind of do what feels necessary. And because it's less juicy, so certainly, you know, the more juicy will take over again and again. So again, when you recognize, then again doing, and not really beating yourself, you know, like, it's, that is very important part. Like, you know, otherwise we really, like when we start beating ourselves, we really lose the trust in me. And losing trust doesn't, you know, help at all. So, trust in me has to be always. Even if you forget, you know, for 4 days, like the less juice, you know, to do less juicy thing, still, you know, don't let go of trust, you know. Like generally, we say, you know, the whole world can do except me. And don't say this, you know, say this, that. Maybe whole world cannot do, but I'm going to do it, kind of, you know, like just like having that. And then certainly, like, you will feel that current started growing, you know, slowly, slowly, you know, things happen very slowly. And, you know, one day, like, you will be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. More about the insight and the appreciation.
Insight and the appreciation.
You were saying from the book.
Really
allow appreciation, and that helps with
sinking. Yeah, because generally, like, you know, insight come and it's forgotten, you know. Like it. Because we live in the mathematical realm, you know. So there is like always counting, you know, in rupees. And because like the insights, you know, they don't have value in rupees, you know, like in maybe in pounds, you know. So this is why like entertain, you know, is very important, because there is no value, like the physical value. So this, like, you know, if you start appreciating, you know, that means giving value to them. That's what I mean. You know, like really, that they have value for you. Yeah, like, you know, sometime really seeing and staying with, and so that it's not, kind of, has not gone beyond your reach, the insight. Can have some quiet time.